is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of the photographer Diane Arbus, born in New York, 1923, who said, "A photograph is a secret about a secret. The more it tells you, the less you know." It's the birthday of the playwright and screenwriter Horton Foote, born in Wharton, Texas, in 1916. The novelist and humorist Max Schulman, born in St. Paul, 1919, who grew up during the Great Depression and said, "I turned to humor as my branch of writing because life was bitter and I was not." And it's the birthday of Sylvia Beach, born in Baltimore, 1887, went to Paris and founded an English-language bookstore and lending library called Shakespeare and Company. She met James Joyce in 1920, just as he finished his novel Ulysses, and when all the major publishers decided that the book was too obscene to publish, Sylvia Beach said she would do it, even though she'd never published a book before. She arranged for a printer, she got people to subscribe to the book in order to raise some money to pay for it, and she edited the enormous manuscript herself. It came out on Joyce's birthday, February 2nd, 1922. And it's the birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, in 1879. Homeschooled for the early part of his life, when he finally went to school, his teachers thought he was developmentally disabled. The only subjects he would study were the ones he thought were interesting, which was math and philosophy. One teacher tried to have him expelled because he sat in class in the back of the room just smiling. Finally dropped out at the age of 16. Went to a technical college in Zurich to get a degree in engineering. Studied math and physics there. Only passed his final examination because a friend let him borrow all his lecture notes. Einstein was always skipping class. He fell in love. He wanted to get married. He needed a job. Thought he might have to give up a career in science and go to work for an insurance company. But he got a job at the Swiss Patent Office, evaluating patent applications, which gave him plenty of time to work at home at night on his own theories about physics. Einstein was so removed from the scientific community that he didn't worry about whether his theories were fashionable or made sense. He just worked on the problems that he found most interesting. And what he found interesting was trying to find some law that could explain all the forces in the universe. In the spring of 1905, he worked hard one day trying to work out some problems and went to bed, and the following morning woke up and suddenly everything made sense. He spent the next several weeks writing a paper on his theory, which came to be called the Special Theory of Relativity. And the same year, 1905, he published three more papers, each of which was just as revolutionary as the first. Here's a poem for today by Roger Mitchell, entitled "The Stones at Callanish, Isle of Lewis." A boarded-up hotel beside a fishing pier, a pub. Above them both, a church crouched on a hill. Whoever brought Christ to this desolate coast did it with sword and fire, and it's not clear today whether it took or whether the slow seep of centuries, the long winter nights, would ever let anything be that wasn't as sullen as the hill. The village is that way, too. When you step outside, there it is, the universe, all of it, the glare of it pure, God's unshaven face, so close your skin rasps. Whoever raised these stones did a good job of vanishing, too. Though the longer I stand here, the more it seems it was deeper into the genes they went, not just into the air. The Stones at Callanish, Isle of Lewis, a poem by Roger Mitchell from his collection Half Mask, published by the University of Akron Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.